at 11:02, according to the WMFO digital clock. You are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. Now at 11:04, according to that very same WMFO digital clock, you are in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I'm Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank. It's two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable on this Saturday evening. It's all the silliness you can stomach, all the silliness you can shake your stick at. And we have been double-dong daring you since 1990. I don't have time to do it much tonight here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. Coming up in around about 60-ish minutes, it will be time for the radio obituaries. It's that time each week where we say farewell to those who have passed in recent days and weeks. And I really don't have a lot of time to waste here because I've got more than I can get to, starting just a little smidge late. I do want to let you know, though, that we want to thank in advance, not Belinda, Chuck Yu. He's going to be in here next week, taking very good care of you, just the way you deserve. Oh, you deserve it. So, I understand from our titular head of research, Marshall Frederick Stockwell Jr., that I am supposed to dress up your drearies tonight. And it's been a little too much about clothes for me today, so let's just get on with it right here. Have Bubbles in the Think Tank.
We'll be right back. eyes are so bare, they've got nothing on. They need to wear something, some lamé, some chiffon, or dress them up simply without any airs. Dress them with us, hey, cause we care. Clothes for chairs, clothes for chairs, clothes for chairs. Dream the dream, it can be. Dress your chair, change your life. It's for you, it's for me. We can handle the biggest of your chair clothing cares. We're the best, number one. Clothes for chairs, clothes for chairs, clothes for
junction. Forget about your cares, it is time to relax at the junction. Lots of curves, you bet, even more when you get to the junction.
Petticoat Junction.
Tell my coat to loose.
Look here, honey.
Well, over the door will let me go well, you see.
Uh-huh.
Baby, over the door will let me go well, you see.
I love you, baby.
I don't love you. I don't love you anymore.
I love you.
Get away from my coat there, honey.
Look here, honey.
Honey, I gotta go.
No, sir.
Honey, I don't love you.
Yeah, you do.
Tell my coat to loose.
I know you love
me. I just gotta go.
Yeah, you do.
Tell my coat to
loose. He knows I love you, baby.
Honey, please let me go. I gotta go.
A suit the other day, and I walked into the department store. I stepped on the elevator and told the girl, dry goods flow. When I got that awful salesman come up to me. He said, what can I do for you? I said, go in and show me all them sport clothes like you supposed to. He said, well, this year the country's on a continental kick. Everybody likes the Latin designs. I said, well, do you have? He said, we got everything. You see, clothes is our line. Oh, wrap it up while you got it here on hand. That's what I told him. Because I'm going to a party and I want to look as sharp as I can. I said, tell me more now, tell me more. He said, comfort in dress will be the keynote with assorted colors toned down to a sheen. Now just picture yourself in patch pockets all on nail, a pale silk mohair, gabardine. He said, now stop here a minute, look at this new fabric that just come in, I got on the shelf. It's an imported lightweight material. Try it on, go stand in the mirror and dig yourself. He said, now this is the newest of the splash weave with the cutaway flap over twice. It's a box back two-button worsted model. I say, that's real nice. Wrap it up while you got here on hand. I want to be standing tall tonight because I'm going to a party and I want to look as sharp as I can. You see, they're wearing 28 shades of grays this year with the new knit stitch in the ways and the very latest patterns of plaid stripes and checks. All that's going to be in good taste. And for the businessman, we feature the natural shoulder, that retail wholesaler, the deal. With the custom cuffs and the walking shorts, but I won't let you have me to steal. I said, well, fix me up with a credit account, Dad, and I'll make every payment like I should. He said, well, wait just a minute, let me run in here and check my books and see if we're standing good. When he come back, he said, I'm sorry, my boy, but I can't do no business with you. I said, what you mean, Jelly Bean? He said, your credit didn't go through. Wrap it up while you got it here on hand. I'm brokenhearted now. I'm going to a party and I want to look as sharp as I can. Doggone it, I'm mad enough to dip snuff.
Trying on clothes. I tried on a farmer's hat. Didn't fit. A little too small. Just a bit too floppy. Couldn't get used to it. Took it off. I tried on the dancer's shoes. A little too loose. Not the kind you could use for walking. Didn't feel right in them. Kicked them off. I tried on the summer sun. Felt good. Nice and warm. Knew it would. Tried the grass beneath bare feet. Felt neat. Finally, finally felt well dressed. Nature's clothes just fit me best.
Concrete cold bunker. Drop the press. Yeah. Woo! Yeah. Woo! program you've just been listening to was a recording of a new play by G.G. Dunhill in one act for Eight Albatrosses in the Reservoir. The part of Pooch was played by a frying pan. The other parts of Pooch were played by...
on the waterfront when I fell out my yellow coat. Hey now, stick with it. Oh baby, don't quit it. You know you're bound to get it. Yes sir, made out of goat skin, frog skin, and laid out in milk and gin. The people quit the scene like the devil was loose. The clouds turned green and let down lemon juice. What walks on 2 feet and looks like a goat? That crazy screaming jay in a bright yellow coat. And now, stick with it. Baby, baby, don't you quit it. Oh, you're bound to get it. Yes, sir. Made out of goat skin, frog skin, laid out in milk and gin. Rain and snow, 50 million bulldogs, 20 mountain goats, all gathered round at sundown to see my yellow coat. Hey now, stick with it. No, 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 don't you dare quit it. Hey, you're bound to get it. Made out of goat skin, frog skin, laid out in milk and gin. Oh, oh, hey.
I'd like to tell you about Underwear East. It's your kind of store. Groovy people, groovy merchandise, and they won't rip you off. Come on into Underwear East next time you need underwear. Talk to Don or Bob or Alice or Tinkerbell. Look around. Buy something or don't buy something. It's all the same to them. You don't have to buy if you don't want to. Just come on in, soak up a little of their good karma, and go away. If you want to buy, you can buy. And if you need underwear, Underwear East will sell you the best underwear, and they won't rip you off. All latest colors, patterns, bell-bottoms, far-out flavored underwear, strawberry, chocolate, vegetarian. Underwear scented with your favorite incense, man-made or organic underwear. Everything you want in underwear is at Underwear East. Everyone who comes in gets a free underwear tote bag. And you don't have to buy anything to get one, just come on in and ask. If you want to buy, you can buy and still get a free tote bag. No hassles, just good vibes at Underwear East. 387 stores in Los Angeles area. There's probably one near you. So come on in. They won't rip you off.
I got my greetings the other day, and I started to run the other way. That would be wrong, even you'll agree. But here's what Uncle Sam had to say to me. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. Cause we ain't gonna turn you loose. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. 50 a month is all it pays. Bring enough clothes for 3 days. And don't you bring no sad excuse. You got to realize you a soldier now. If you don't realize you a soldier anyhow, that G.I. Jive is up to you. Brother, there's nothing that you can do but bring enough clothes for
3 days, and you've got a chance to get a raise. But bring enough clothes for 3 days, 'cause we ain't gonna turn you loose.
Standing reasons, she's cute and she's smart. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for a sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. Loretta is really a wow. Loretta is in there and how. A shepherd from Denver let out with a peep. The wool looks better on Loretta than it did on the sheep. A mountaineer who climbs just for danger and thrills said he'd rather do his climbing up in them thar hills. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for a sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. The fellas all like her too much, so she hollers, look, but don't touch. A guy at the circus who was selling balloons saw Loretta and decided that balloons were for goons. A bookie from Miami who stopped for a chat said that he'd like to grab a daily double like that. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for her sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. Loretta is really a hit, though she stretches a point quite a bit. When she says that she could get much more than her share, but she says her sweater will not stand the wear and the tear. The fellas all whistle when she walks in the breeze. She's got an ice cream cone figure, two scoops, if you please. Loretta, Loretta, what she does for a sweater. Loretta is a sweater girl now. A bombardier threw up his cap and said, put targets like those on my map. The Army Air Corps tried to make a three-point landing, but it was no good, 'cause she insisted on standing. Whenever she passes by, the Navy boys squeal. Then they lie awake at night and wonder, can it be real? She looked pretty in a midi, but did better in a sweater. So Loretta's a sweater girl. It pays to advertise, especially if a girl has got the merchandise. Since Loretta put on a sweater, she's the biggest thing.
You're still in tune with your freeform radio station. It is WMFO Medford. I remain Belinda, and this continues to be Bubbles in the Think Tank. I remembered to change my clothes before I got here tonight. Thank you very much. AARP understands the challenges of caring for a loved one, and that's why they created aarp.org/caregiving, an online resource center connecting you with experts and other caregivers. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. It's a message from AARP and the Ad Council. We're going to jump right back into this as fast as we can, and then we'll come back and do some radio obituaries in just a little bit. Right here on your freeform radio station, it is WMFO Medford. Yeah!
some clothes at Rave. Get shopping done so you can meet your Sunday gal. I'll do it today. I see my tailor, and this is what I'll say. I want a zoot suit with the reed pleat, with the drape shape and the stub cuff, to look sharp enough to see my Sunday gal. I want a reeve sleeve with the ripe stripe, and a dress vest with the glad plaid in the latest fad, to see my Sunday gal. I wanna look keen so my dream will say, you don't look like the same boy, so keen that she'll scream. Here comes my walking rainbow, so make a zoot suit with the reed pleat, with the drape shape and a stub cuff, to look sharp enough to see my Sunday gal. Sail, sail, go out and get dressed, gal. You don't want your boyfriend to show you up. Go out and get dressed all up. I want a very brown gown with a soft top, a baby and a hip slip, and a waist in the sharpest taste to sing in my Sunday main. I want a very scat hat with a trim, a brim, a baby and a sag bag, with the rib zip so I look hip, just to see my Sunday sail.
And you're all trying to keep me from finding my shirt.
That's a lie, you whelp. Whelp, 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 whelp.
I want my shirt.
He wants his shirt.
I want my shirt.
He wants his shirt.
He wants his shirt. I want my shirt.
He wants his shirt.
I want my shirt.
He wants his shirt.
I want my shirt. I want my shirt. I'll not be happy without my shirt.
He wants his shirt. He wants his shirt. He wants to be happy without his shirt.
I want my shirt.
He wants to be happy without his shirt. He wants to be happy without his shirt. He wants to be happy. He wants to be happy. He wants to be happy.
Thank you. get to bed by three. Take good care, we say you belong to me. Be careful, cause he cheats. Ooh, ooh, don't eat meat. Ooh, ooh, cut out sweets. Ha, ha. You get a bang and roll your tum-tum. Don't go with fussy girl when you're on a spree. Take good care, we say you belong to me.
Chicken! It's a crow!
It's a buzzard!
Run for your lives! It's Kelowna!
Oh, once there was a little girl who lived next to me, and she loved a sailor boy, I was only three. Now I'm on a battleship in my sailor suit, just a great big sailor man, but I'm just as cute.
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue, she loves her sailor and he loves her too.
I'm her pappy of the poop deck, coat of navy blue, she's my little anchor, I'm her tanker too. Now while the girlies pass me guy, but I don't care at all, she's my little rudder bar, I'm her little yawl. The reason why I think that she is so divine, she has a mustache twice as big as mine.
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue, she loves her sailor and he loves her too.
And on a nice day when the weather is clear, we take out our schooners and fill them full of beer. I promised we'd get married, then I put out to sea. But come the fall, she bought a yawl and took out after me. I fired a friendly salvo, but she returned the blast right between my forward hatch and my mizzen mast. I was on the top deck as she came along, trying to help a native girl tie up her sarong. I'll give you one guess, what was my reward? Turn over the board!
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue, she loves a sailor and he loves her too.
That was long ago, now everything is fine. We have some little sailor lads, as I remember, nine.
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue, she loves a sailor, we'll be sailors too.
When this war is over, we'll sail the ocean blue, with all our little skippers making up the crew. We'll sit up on the poop deck enjoying peace of mind. They'll be trailing in our wake, their dinghies out behind.
Bell-bottom trousers, coat of navy blue, daddy is a sailor, we'll be sailors too.
If I look bow-legged at a glance, you mustn't blame it upon my stand.
Picking girls up in a women's clothing store is one of the boldest pickups because you go straight to where the girls are. The smartest guys use the prince who is all thumbs approach. Charming, but simultaneously a little helpless. After all, a prince knows how to shop for his own clothes, but when it comes to getting a gift for his sister or aunt in a women's department, he needs a little help. And girls love to help a just slightly helpless prince. It gives them a good feeling about themselves, because it's a woman's instinct to help a man and make him happy, whether it's shopping or, as you know, in bed. In Boston, Frank really hit the jackpot. Frank himself had put on some sharp sport clothes, because you can't operate in a clothing store looking like a bum, since the girls in stores are all very clothes conscious. Listen how Frank, a prince who's all thumbs, takes his time, letting his natural friendliness and sincerity do the trick for him.
Excuse me, but I need a little help.
I'm sorry, I don't work here.
Oh, I could tell that by the way you dress, but that's why I think you could really help me.
I think you really need a salesperson. There's one right over there.
Now, this chick isn't making it easy for Frank, but he plays it slow and easy. He hasn't even thrown her the bait yet. Now he turns on some of the prince's charm.
But that sales lady obviously doesn't have your good taste. I can tell that by the way you're dressed. If she helps me pick out a birthday present for my sister will hate it.
Oh, you're getting a present for your sister?
Suddenly, a little interest from the chick. Like any girl, she loves presents. Most girls even like to pick them out for people they don't even know. And this girl is no exception.
Yeah, it's my sister's 21st birthday, and I want to get her something just right. But she has the same look you do. You know, the same nice figure, the same dramatic-looking, classy clothes.
Oh, thank you.
But when I look at these blouses on the rack, I can't imagine what they'd look like on her.
It does take some practice to be able to tell.
Now she's warming up a little to our prince. She's sympathetic. He's alternating charm with being all thumbs, and the combination seems to be working. Listen.
What size is your sister?
That's another thing. I'm not really sure. Wait. She's about your size, maybe an inch shorter. What size do you wear?
An 8, but these blouses are all small, medium, and large, so she's probably a medium, like me.
Oh, brother, I'll never find what I need. Even if I get the right size, how will I know what it'll look like on her? I really want to get her something nice, too. It's such a special day for her.
Well, I'm sure you'll find something.
Frank realizes he has to turn on a little more charm, or this college chick isn't going to help him. He's been playing things a little too helpless, so he throws her a timely compliment.
I know. I'll just get her a blouse like the one you have on. It looks terrific and it fits so well. My sister has the same kind of curves you do. That blouse will look almost as good on her as it does on you. Did you get it here?
This is just an old rag.
Old rag, my foot. It's a knockout. Where can I get one?
Well, you can't now. It's from last season.
And what am I going to do?
Now Frank's at the crucial point, but his timing has been nearly flawless. He hasn't pushed, but he's set her up with those compliments about her figure, and she's warmed up to him. He remembers that girls can't resist being helpful. Listen to how he handles it.
Say, if I pick out a couple of blouses I like, would you try them on and then I can see how they look? Oh, we'll only take a minute and I could choose the right one for my sister.
Well, I was 21 myself a month ago. I know how important that birthday is.
Only 21. You look much older, more sophisticated than my sister. Would you try these two?
Okay, why not? I'd like to help. I'll change in the dressing room and be right back.
Of course, this chick has no way of knowing that Frank's just picked out the two sexiest blouses, and he's not thinking about anybody's sister anymore. In fact, Frank hasn't even got a sister. First, the chick comes out in the skin-tight print blouse. Frank stays calm and pretends to study the look of the blouse. Then she goes back into the dressing room to change into the second blouse, a see-through. When she comes out this time, she's not wearing a bra. Frank can't believe it.
That's the one. That's a terrific-looking blouse. You look terrific in it. You've got a dynamite figure.
Well, thank you. You really make me feel pretty.
Hear that? She says he makes her feel pretty. And it's true. Girls like to be told they're pretty, even if they already know it. She likes Frank because he notices her good points and compliments her. While she changes back into her own clothes, he buys the blouse. Then he makes his pitch for a date.
I'm really grateful for your help. I never could have found the right one without you.
I enjoyed helping you. Your sister's lucky to have such a thoughtful brother.
Say, I'd like to thank you somehow. How about joining me for a quick drink across the street?
Well, I haven't found a blouse for myself yet.
Well, we'll just have a quick one, then we'll come right back.
Okay, that'd be nice.
But Frank has more in mind for this swinger than just a drink.
Thanks for the drink, Frank. I've enjoyed talking, but now I've got to get back before the store closes and get my own blouse.
You've already got it.
What do you mean?
This one, the one I bought. It's yours. I bought it for you because you look so great, man.
But, well, what about your sister's present?
I'll get another one for her tomorrow. Maybe you can help. But now, wouldn't you like to have some dinner?
Wow, you're some operator. I'd love to have dinner with you.
He did it. She's delighted with the blouse and impressed with Frank's technique. He really surprised her there at the end, but now she has an even better surprise for him.
Before we eat, though, I want to visit the ladies' room and put on my new blouse. For you, Frank.
So what are you doing sitting home listening to this record when you could be scoring like Frank at your local department store? Try being a prince who's all thumbs. Your princess is just waiting.
And she's wondering what's the way. I say, look, why don't you just wear what you'd wear every day? You know, t-shirt, you know, sweatshirt, you know, cut-off shorts, you know, those plain old everyday clothes. She had a black dress that I remember still, but in her ordinary clothes the girl was dressed to kill. I loved her at first sight, I suppose, and I couldn't have loved her more than in her plain old everyday clothes. Jeans and a sweater, jeans and a shirt, started going soft and I started to flirt. Well, jeans and something didn't fit right now, but I loved her at first sight. She's in something from the hardware store, but Pierre Cardin and a Fiorucci could have done no more. Cause I loved her, cause I loved her, cause that's the way it goes. And I loved her even more in just her plain old everyday clothes. Yeah, yeah. Jeans and a sweater, jeans and a shirt, I started going soft and I started to flirt. Well, jeans and something that didn't fit right, but I loved her at first sight. Now she's in something that she's put on by chance, but when I fell in love, when I fell in love, it plain made no difference. Cause I loved her since every angel knows. And I loved her more than just her plain old everyday clothes. My God, her plain old everyday jeans and a sweater, jeans and a shirt. I started going soft and I started to flirt. Jeans and something from the second hand, but remember what I said about Pierre Cardin. Jeans and something from the hardware store, but the Italian boys could have done no more. All right, all right.
Thank you. credit, where the credit's really due. You've heard that many times before, it's really nothing new. Now the man who works the hardest, he never gets the dough. And here's another little thing I'm positive you know.
Oh, the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy.
Corny!
The captain gets the bar, the generals get the star. The soldiers do the fighting, and all they get is scars.
Now a baby cries for mama,
but he never even recognizes Dad.
All the coat and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy.
A billy goat can drive a crowd away.
All the coats and the pants do all of the work, and the vest gets all the gravy.
done.